When the red, red robin comes bob, bob, bobbing along, along, there'll be no more sobbing when he starts throbbing his old sweet song. Oh, wake up, you sleepyhead, get up, get out of bed, cheer up. Cheer up, the sun is red. Live, love, laugh and be happy. What if I've been blue? Now I'm walking through fields of flowers. Rain may glisten, but still I listen for hours and hours. I'm just a kid again, doing what I did again, singing a song. When the red, red robin starts bob, bob, bobbing along.
The following hour of Martha Norwalk's Animal World is brought to you by Jones & Company Pets. Their goal is happy, satisfied customers enjoying happy, healthy pets.
Hi again, morning y'all. I'm Martha Norwalk and welcome you to our 4th of July edition of Animal World. We're here every Sunday morning, 9 a.m. to noon, right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150. You can tune us in on the radio dial. You can tune us in on the internet via streaming audio. That means you can share us with your family and friends around the country, around the world, if they've got internet access. And the best way to pick up the stream is go to the Animal World website. That would be www.marthanorwalk.com. Click on the Listen Live icon in the upper right-hand corner of the homepage. That will click you through to the 1150 KKNW website. Click on Listen Live again, and that will bring up the instructions that you need to stream the show. Well, I'm a happy camper today. Everybody is home again. Woohoo! Across the desk from me. Seems a little unusual to have it happen 2 weeks in a row, but Animal World production engineer Gary Hill is here. Morning, Gary. Happy 4th of July.
Yeah, you too.
Woohoo! And you're freshly coiffed and everything. I got to pet him this morning. Woohoo! You're just nice and petable. So anyway, what's up with the, it's pretty overcast outside.
Well, yeah, it's 4th of July.
That's normal, huh? I guess we're looking forward to the official start of Christmas. The official start of summer, which happens tomorrow. All right. Okay, well, we can see Seattle. It's just high clouds. A little on the dark side, a little on the gray side, but at least it's dry. And hopefully it will stay dry until after fireworks time tonight. But the weather report did not indicate that would be the case last night that I saw anyway.
We'll see.
We'll have to think good thoughts. And speaking of good thoughts, how fun is it, Ed, you will be a happy camper? Because the dynamic trio, as you call it, is back in the saddle again. Animal World's co-producer and call screener, Sandy Gaston, is back. Good morning, Sandy.
Good morning. And besides streaming audio and all that, people could text us if they wanted to. They could text right here.
Are
they could text everybody except Martha.
Come on.
They could text Gary. They can text Sandy. They could text Scotty. They cannot text Martha, though. That's all I'm going to say. So aren't you glad I'm back?
See,
with a voice, too.
Well, yes, Miss Whooping Crane. Jeez. Well, we'll get to that in a moment because you have company in there.
I do.
Because I had another one of those hot flashes since, Sandy's, well, you know, she hasn't been here much because you've been really sick on and off. And
I have.
Between traveling and sick, you're just not here anymore. And then Gary, somebody else got sick and you had to fill in on the sports stuff, so you weren't here for a while. And when you're not here, Sandy,
it's
there's
very
nobody.
Hard.
It's
right.
Difficult for our who's ever running the boards, whoever our production engineer
right,
is.
Right, because they have to run in here to grab the phone and.
Yeah, and
like
Valerie seems to do that without complaint. However, Gary is not so amenable. Well, you know, he kind of settles in here like it's home, and he doesn't like to leave his chair.
Right.
So anyway, I thought to cut down on the
I wouldn't want to run into.
See, now
your
I had
studio.
Your best interest at heart. I figured that I would cut down on your stress load, but because you know we used to always have a backup call screener.
Right.
And
we actually
had two for a while, but they both bailed, and we just never replaced them.
Right.
So I had this hot idea that Scotty, my cat run guy, who's been in the studio twice with Jeff because he's Jeff and Freedom's brother-in-law and
right.
helps Jeff with Freedom, and he enjoyed it so much, I said, well, hey, how'd you like to come down and hang with Sandy and learn how to answer the phone?
And he's doing a fine job, folks, so you need to call in today because we've got to give him lots of practice.
Oh, we're testing Scotty, right?
Yep.
And anyway, before we went on the air today, see, I was just glad to have you back, and I was thinking about lowering your stress level. And you attacked me as soon as I brought
me.
You on the air.
I know.
What is this text business?
You could text me. You could send me pictures of the cat run by via text. Kim, are you listening this morning? Tell her. She could send me lovely pictures via text.
No, I have to yell at Kim whenever she's on the air now because she's always on that silly iPhone of hers.
Well, I don't have an iPhone. What she does. I just text and send pictures.
Well, I don't know how to do that. And I really don't care to learn.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And I'll have to get a new phone plan because my cell phone I only use when I leave the house. And I really, it's only for, and now I hardly use it anymore because it's illegal when you're driving. But I do have a headset.
Bluetooth.
No, I'm not doing that either. But I have a headset that works in the car, so I can do
Bluetooth.
That.
Bluetooth.
But
I have white
that.
Teeth, but this one actually is a black tooth.
Well, I know, but
why
you people...
Why do they call it Bluetooth? Gary, do you know why they call it Bluetooth?
I don't know.
Does anyone really even care? So, now, do you think anybody's listening? It's 4th of July, after all. Maybe nobody is, and that would be good, because we haven't accomplished... It says 9:07 on the clock, and we haven't done squat yet.
Nope,
except,
we haven't.
Except get after Martha for not being able to text.
It's really only 9:06, though, so...
Well, that's right, because my clock is not correct.
Yeah.
All right, I'm not getting one of those Bluetooth things anyway. Well, see, and I don't really care for cell phones because I think that brain cancer thing, I think that's true. So
God,
I think
you said no.
Huh?
No.
It's not
true.
I believe it is. So there you go.
Then if you had a Bluetooth, then you didn't have to worry about having the cell phone and the battery up against your head.
Well, I don't do that anyway. Very often, because I rarely talk on my phone.
Hmm.
But see, I'd have to get a new plan, because I have the El Cheapo plan that you don't do anything with it, your phone. So I think I'd have to pay extra for text.
Yes,
and
would.
I think I'd have to pay extra to take pictures and stuff.
No, it's just, it all works in. And
well, I don't know. But anyway, I would need a new, and I don't want to learn how to do that.
Uh-huh.
I just see no point.
Well, you said the same thing with computers too, and now look at you. You're just a whiz bang on the computer.
I know, and my computer's so old, I can't do anything anymore. I have to get a new one now. See, that's going to be a big enough thing for me
because it's actually computer, new phone with texting.
Yeah, it's made it to the top of my list. I have to get a new computer system.
Okay.
And I'm going to switch from PC to Mac.
Ah.
So see, that's going to be a big enough learning curve for me.
And why are you doing that?
Because I don't know, because it just feels better. I think it's better.
Are you going to do artwork and stuff? Macs are very good for that kind of stuff.
Yeah. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
No, I probably won't. Anyway, but that'll be a big enough learning curve.
Okay.
And so I'll do that. I'll get a new computer system so I can actually participate because I can't do a lot of stuff now on my computer. It's so old. Everything freezes it or crashes it. So I have to do that. And then maybe you can talk to me about texting.
Okay. That's a deal.
Except that I will not be receptive.
Oh, you might be. Don't say never, say never.
You know, I have it on good information that the world of electronics is on the way out, you know, as we evolve mm-hmm. into the age of Aquarius and all this ascension energy and all that sort of stuff.
Never
I mean, the other side
never.
Is telling me that we're done with electronics. So, you see, I'm on the cutting edge. I'm really ahead of both of you, all three of you. Gary, do you text? I'm sure you do.
Sure.
Yeah. See, everybody does, except me.
I may text right now.
I'll bet you right now Dr. Al does not text because he has trouble with email. He's worse than me. And speaking of that, it is the first, can you believe first? It is the first Sunday of July, in addition to being the 4th of July. And by the way, you didn't let Scotty say hi to everybody.
It's not my fault. You went off on your tangent about not texting. Don't bother me now because I'm texting. Here's Scotty.
Hi, Scott.
Good morning,
Scott. Martha.
All right, everybody. So Cat Run Guy's here answering the phone. And, of course, Sandy, even though she should be eager to perform her duties again, she's not. She's making Scotty do it all today. So that's why we need you to call, because she's testing him.
Yeah, just bear with me. I'm new at this.
Yeah.
Oh, good morning, Gary.
Your voice does sound good on the radio, doesn't it? Doesn't
yeah.
It has a nice voice, huh?
Okay.
Ooh, yeah, see? Okay. All right, so it is the first Sunday of the month, and that means it's Vet Sunday, and the wonderful news, if you didn't hear already, oh, my headphone is doing weird things. The sound just went back and forth. I think it's the cord. Oh, that's, oh, it wasn't plugged in all the way. There you go. Okay.
Are you all squared away now?
Yeah, we get the technical difficulties off out of the way first here. What was I talking about? Oh, I was talking about Dr. Al. The good news is it's Vet Sunday today, and you know, Dr. Al was our regular Vet Sunday for, gosh, 6 years. And then he got really busy, went back into practice down in Southern California, and the practice got really busy, and he used to get Sundays off, and he didn't. Now he doesn't anymore. And it's a holiday today, so he has the day off. And he decided to spend this morning with us. So we will have Vet Sunday with Dr. Al Pluckner, author of Pets at Risk, From Allergies to Cancer, Remedies for an Unsuspected Epidemic. And we will get him on the line. Well, that's provided. Sandy will probably make Scotty call him, too. So as long as Scotty can figure out how to work the phones.
He knows how to work the phones.
Oh, okay.
He's going to call everybody and answer everybody. And I'm going to text.
I know. I'm not going to live that one down. Oh. You didn't bother me this much about computers back then, did you? Maybe you did.
Yeah, I did. Yeah. You just forgot. It was such a long time ago, and you know, you've aged since then, Martha.
I know, and CRS, you know, what can I say? Oh, well. What was I talking about? I was, Dr. Al, oh, and what we're doing today. Well, let's see. Well, I've got an alert. I've got a little bit of follow-up, a little bit of news, a little bit of good news. What's going to have to happen really quick. Then, let's see, about 10:50 current events as usual, 11 o'clock we will do our tip, and I'm going to run the 4th of July tip one more time, because after all, it is the 4th of July today, and I don't know about you guys, how is the fireworks in your neighborhoods? I mean, the fireworks stands all opened up in my neighborhood out in Monroe, and there are more than there's ever been before. They opened on Thursday, and so I expected that the fireworks would begin in the neighborhood, but there haven't been hardly any, and even last night, so I was really pleased. So, were there fireworks in your neighborhood yet, Gary?
No, not really.
That's cool. How about you, Sandy? Were you blasted out yet?
No, a few went off last night, but nothing big.
Hey, that's pretty good, don't you think?
I thought it was incredible, because usually my neighborhood sounds like a war zone. It's terrible.
Yeah. So far, I'm happy.
I've sent two texts since we've been talking.
Oh, for crying out loud. Give that a break. My gosh.
My thumbs don't want to stop. It's Scotty's fault.
What? How's it his fault?
Because he just showed me the thumbs.
Oh, no. No, what have thumbs got to do with it? You didn't know you had thumbs?
Don't worry about it, Martha. Just go back to fireworks and what we're doing today.
All right, well, we're doing the 4th of July tip, just in case you have fireworks in your neighborhood tonight and you need to know how to keep your animal friends calm and unafraid. That will happen at 11 o'clock. And I think that's... Well, Sandy, now that you're back, you're going to give Scotty the keys to the Animal World Prize Closet?
I am.
See, that's the other reason. That's the other reason I hauled him in here, is because when Sandy isn't here and Gary's here, which, you know, I really like Gary being here, but Gary can't handle giving away stuff. He can't handle the prize closet. Now, Valerie, I have to say, Gary, you know, Valerie really makes a valiant effort to handle it.
I can do it.
I know, but you last week you said I don't want to.
You said we're not going to do it, so I said okay.
Yeah, see, get them on the air and they lie. So anyway, we're opening up the Animal World Prize Closet, and that means that we have a 1 year's free subscription to Robin Alexis's Soul Spa. If you haven't heard Robin on Mystic Radio, it's Mystic Radio with Robin Alexis. I believe they're live at noon on Wednesdays here on Alternative Talk, 1150 KKNW, and on some other stations as well. And they repeat, I think, Thursday evenings at 8, if I recall. Anyway, Robin has channeled some incredible energy portals on her website. And Sandy, I bet you were taking advantage of them when
they were open all the time
when you were sick. And they make such a huge difference, don't they? Mm. Anyway, check out Robin's website, www.robinalexis.com. Robinalexis.com. Check out the Soul Spa, and because we're giving away a free one-year subscription. Now, anyone can go to the website and get a one-month free subscription, but we're giving away a whole year, and that's a $300 value, because if you're not a winner here, then you pay $25 a month to be a member of the Soul Spa, which is very worth it because you get direct access to Robin, you get all the forums, but you get these three additional energy portals that bring through healing energy to your home or environment, wherever you have your computer and the portal open, and that's where you access the meditations that we do every month. Every Monday night is the activating your third eye meditation, and Wednesday evenings is the Divine Right Partnering, and then there's a full moon and new moon meditation every month.
You know, I noticed, Martha, that it's getting stronger and stronger because there's more and more members, and they're all over the world, and it's just incredible.
Yeah.
Yeah, the energy that's coming from that and from the people that are tapping into this, it's just amazing.
Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah. And I have to say... Well, no, I'm not going to say that.
Okay, she's not going to say it because I just got a text.
Oh, jeez.
From Joni.
Who the heck is Joni?
Oh, she's taking care of, we've got a pregnant dog hopefully coming in.
Well, why isn't she listening to the show? Why is she texting you?
Because she's in an area where she can't get anything. They're out at the ocean.
And she thinks you just have nothing else to do besides get texts from her?
No,
you're supposed to be working.
I texted her because...
You texted her?
Well,
you're supposed to be working.
I am working. I'm overseeing Scotty.
Jeez. Okay. I'm not texting. Forget it.
Yeah, okay.
All right. Hopefully there are some of you out there that still agree with me. Probably not many, except Dr. Al. I'm going to get him on board. All right, let's see. I guess we better do this now or we're going to run out of time. Oh, I know. I better finish up the Soul Spa. So what you got to do is go to Robin Alexis's website, www.robinalexis.com. Check out the Soul Spa. And if you are not currently a member, that means you're not a free one-month member, you're not a paying subscriber, you are eligible to win the one-year free subscription. And so once you've checked out robinalexis.com, and if you've decided that you would really like to do that, then you can call us. And ordinarily, you'd have to talk Sandy into giving it to you. But I guess now you're going to have to talk Scotty into it. And I think Scotty's a whole lot easier than Sandy, probably. You haven't heard him griping at me about texting.
Not yet.
Oh! Did Sandy disappear?
She'll be back.
Okay. Oh, she left you in charge, huh? All right, well... So when you think you qualify, if you qualify, which means you're not a member of Robin Alexis Soul Spa, and it's something that you would appreciate being a member, then we will be happy to give you a one-year subscription. And you can call us, well, let's have you not call until after 9:30. After 9:30, that's only another 10 minutes, you can call our local number, 425-373-5527. That's 425-373-5527. Or toll free is 888-298-5569. That's 888-298-5569. All right, now I'm going to cruise right through here. The alert today is just in case you have a missing animal problem. Seattle Animal Shelter will be closed today and tomorrow. So no help there. Forget Seattle Animal Shelter until Tuesday at noon is when they open again. So just keep that in mind. But remember that when our friend Kat Albrecht, who we had on the air last week, will be at the King County Animal Care Control Kent Shelter beginning on Monday to help find missing pets, missing pet partnership. And so if you need help, you can find them there. All righty, a little bit of follow-up here. It is just a reminder on, speaking of King County Animal Care and Control, the new arrangement and the new operations at King County Animal Care and Control begin this Thursday, and they have 27 cities set up. And it'll be interesting to see how they do this time. Oh, man. Did Sandy come back yet?
Nope, not yet.
All right, well, then I guess we don't get to talk about... She doesn't get to chime in on this, but this really bothered me. And did y'all hear the story of the people that were feeding the bears? And somehow they got busted. Well, I'll read you this. Washington State wildlife officials say five black bears that were being fed by people on the Long Beach Peninsula had to be euthanized because they were too used to people. The Department of Fish and Wildlife said Tuesday that agency officers and biologists relocated five other bears to Mount Rainier National Park. Meat from the euthanized bears was donated to the area food program. Well, that's a good thing. But they said that most of the feeding was done at one house where the resident told officers about spending $4,000 a year on dog food to feed the bears. Holy mackerel. And officials say bears that are too habituated to people are potentially dangerous and cannot be relocated. There were some write-in editorials relating to this issue, and the ones that I read, everyone was upset about the euthanizing of these bears and wondered why they couldn't have been trucked way the heck out of the area somewhere and released somewhere where contact with humans would not be an issue. And, yeah, I think that would have been a better idea, too. But I do... What I don't understand is when people know... Well, I guess I do understand it. When people know that it's not good to feed bears, but they have a wonderful time doing it, but, you know, you're really signing their death certificates, so it's a good idea not to do that kind of stuff. But I'm sorry that they couldn't be relocated. And then, Gary, we better tell Sandy to watch out for this. I mean, apparently there's an outbreak of whooping cough in California.
Yeah.
And Sandy got it all the way up here in Washington State. Now, her partner works in California and goes back and forth. And, you know, Sandy, after her dental surgery, she got sick. And they figure that her partner must have brought the germ back from California. And that's how Sandy got it. But, you know, they actually, Sandy had to report, was reported to the CDC, you know, the contagious mm-hmm. disease, you know, whoever that is. She's an official case now.
Congratulations.
Thank you.
Because you had to report, didn't you?
Yes.
So it's probably because all that texting you do.
I think so. If I would have kept texting, I wouldn't have got it. And the people I'm texting to, they are listening to the show.
Well.
So see, they can text and listen.
Well, good for them. I can't host and text at the same
time.
Sure,
I'll
tell you that.
Sure, you could.
Oh, just don't even get me started. Did you? I wanted to know how you felt about that. The state euthanizing those five bears that were fed by the people.
It's a hard lesson. A very hard lesson. And I, you know, the same thing is going to start happening with the coyotes, that the coyotes are coming in and attacking children in a different state. And
I have that, yeah.
That one, too?
Speaking of that.
And it's, again, the people were feeding them. People were leaving food out, cat food, dog food. And these wild animals, these wonderful creatures are... unfortunately learning not to be fearful and to look at humans as a food source.
Now here's the report I have. Residents of Rye, a New York City suburb,
right,
were warned Wednesday to keep small children indoors after coyotes attacked and injured two little girls just days apart. Coyotes have been common in some New York City suburbs for more than a decade, but normally avoid human interaction. And yeah, I'm not convinced these coyotes are actually attacking the kids. Sometimes they're just playing and they're young. But once, obviously, there have been some injuries. So who knows? I don't know. Maybe coyotes are evolving and young humans are becoming part of their prey list.
The one little girl had her ear partially chewed off.
Oh, really?
Yes.
Wow.
So it was definitely an attack.
It wasn't a play
Correct.
Thing.
No.
Well, so things are shifting.
Yes, they are. Big time.
And remember the coyote that we talked to here,
yep.
You know, the one on Magnolia, that was the biggest message that coyote wanted to bring through was stop feeding
and
the wildlife.
Right, and that's what we have to do, and that means all the wildlife.
Yep. Yep. All right. Sandy?
Yes?
This is a warning.
Okay.
the whooping cough queen in there, where the state is bracing for the West Nile outbreak.
Oh man!
Because it made the front of the Northwest Thursday section of Seattle Times. Even look at Gary, pictures of mosquitoes, big blown up mosquitoes.
Dump your water. Don't let water sit around outside.
Yeah, come to my house. I have a swamp. I have so many mosquitoes, it's unbelievable. But I have a deal with them. I see them circling, and I just say, all right, you try to bite me, I'm going to squish you. So leave me alone. and it works. They then leave me alone, except one of them got me the other day.
I tell them I'm going to bite them back.
Well, good luck. But anyway, it says that mosquitoes carrying the virus have been found already in eastern Washington this year, but nobody's found any in western Washington yet. And the expert entomologists from Washington State University say that it's too early in the season to know exactly what to expect. But if things progress normally, every year there are more cases, animals and humans, with West Nile. And so they're expecting a worse. Last year, the numbers spiked from the year before, and there were 38 people infected and one death in our state. And so that was an increase over just a handful the few years before. So they're expecting that there'll be a much larger caseload this year. But we won't know until it happens. So there you go. All right, I think we won't do that. And, oh boy, that leaves us with just one thing left to do before we start Vet Sunday. And that would be, it's time for... No. Gary doesn't have his hands on any
buttons. I'll sing
there
for you. Good news. Da la 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 la. Good news. Da 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 da. Good news. Ha, 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 ha.
That's not the right song. Let's see if Gary knows the right song, huh? And besides that, we need some help today. It's time for the best good news about animals. There we go.
I kind of like Sandy's version.
Hey, I like that song. Oh, I'd love some sunshine, too. It is actually, look at me, I put on a flannel shirt this morning. It's so cold. I put on socks and shoes. It's cold. Okay, we're into good news now, though. All right, I put this in good news, because, Sandy, I think you'll think it's good news, too. Although, y'all don't have to feel this way, but the Friends of Woodland Park Zoo Elephants welcomes Animal League Defense Fund's lawsuit against the city of Seattle. The suit is being brought by two Seattle taxpayers against the zoo for its ongoing failure to provide proper and humane facilities for the elephants in its care, resulting in a decline in their health and well-being. The Seattle City Council and Woodland Park Zoo Management and the zoo's board of directors have been made aware of the inhumane practices for the last 5 years and continue not to improve the situation. The elephants spend, and this really bothers me, Sandy, now when you really think about this, the elephants spend 16 to 17 hours a day for 7 months of the year in a tiny barn stall, which is the human equivalent of a 4 foot square closet. So you can imagine being locked in a 4 foot square closet for 16 to 17 hours a day for 7 months of the year.
On cement.
On cement, yeah.
Thank you.
So they are suing. They are suing on the grounds, cites, the grounds they're suing on cites part of the Seattle Municipal Code, which states that it's unlawful to keep an animal in quarters that are of insufficient size to permit the animal to move about freely.
Excellent.
So, like I said, I'm putting this in good news because I'm
applauding them.
Exactly, because at least this gets the attention out there again. And we know that there is a solution, because in our, and on, this is my personal opinion, Sandy, and I believe you also agree, that there just is no way that Woodland Park Zoo can have an acceptable habitat for elephants. They do not have enough space.
Right. Absolutely right.
And it isn't that they don't care, that they aren't experts, that they don't love their elephants, and that they don't take the most wonderful care that they possibly can. They just don't have enough space, and there's no way they ever can have.
Absolutely right.
So they need to get out of the business.
I agree.
And the Tennessee Sanctuary has agreed to foot the bill to transport our three elephants off to Tennessee, and they could live happily ever after in over 2,000 acres.
I would like be jumping on that. I don't understand it.
Yeah, so I think it's good news that the lawsuit is happening. Now, just to keep that in balance, I do have some good Woodland Park Zoo news. And you can pull this up online, because the photograph was in the Seattle Times. And you know, Sandy, I love those meerkats. And
yes,
we have them at the zoo. Meerkat Manor, that was one of my favorite shows. Until Flower was killed by that snake. Oh. That was really sad.
Was she eaten?
No, she was. A cobra went down into their burrow while the meerkats were away, and there were babies in the burrow. And so Flower, being the matriarch, went down, was the first one down into the burrow, and she was bitten. And, you know, it's poisonous. And so she died a slow death. And it was like the most horrible thing. Oh, it was awful. Yeah, it was really bad. And it killed the show, too. I mean, it was just so devastating for all of us that watched.
I know a lot of people that watched that, like you. I mean, they were really into that.
Yeah, yeah.
So there's meerkats at the zoo now?
Well, yeah, and they're too cute. Gary, I got to pass this. And the photograph is a meerkat at Woodland Park Zoo in Seattle defends a watermelon from three other meerkats on Thursday. And the animals were given the treats in honor of the 4th of July. But it's a carved-out watermelon. It's got holes in it. And the meerkat, one of the meerkats is actually inside the watermelon.
Ah!
Fending off. Now, can you see that?
Oh, my goodness.
Is that too cute?
That is very cute. I like that.
And that's adorable. All right. Now, the other thing is that the contest is at an end, and Seattle Woodland Park Zoo has decided on African names for its mob of meerkats. People were asked to vote on names for the residents of the zoo's newest exhibit, and the winning names were announced on Thursday. So the meerkats' names are now Zimba, Nada, Molopo, Kiwano, Kalahari, Dinawa, Acacia, and Nami. I probably massacred half of those, but anyway, those are the name of our meerkats.
Very cool.
And if you didn't see the picture of this meerkat in the watermelon, you got to pull that one up. That's too cute. I think I'll even save that one. Okay, now the winner of the best good news about animals. And it isn't just about animals, it's about the human animal as well. And this is from the front page of yesterday's Northwest Saturday. And I don't know, Sandy, I don't know if you've heard about this, but it is in Seattle, I don't know if it's just Seattle or elsewhere, but it is the Year of Urban Agriculture. And the City Council is considering in-city farming regulations this summer that would give Seattle some of the most permissive rules in the nation. In-city lots could have up to 8 chickens.
Wow!
The current limit is 3, and that includes roosters. Did you know? I didn't think that roosters were legal in Seattle,
but they
are. They are now. They will be. Or they say they are. Anyway, the legislation, get this, would allow people to sell food they've grown in their yards. It would allow rooftop greenhouses to exceed building height limits in commercial and industrial neighborhoods. Pretty much, they've gotten only a positive response by the public so far, and they've got people who are really clamoring to set up urban farms. So you'll be able to have more chickens, you'll be able to have roosters, and then everybody's going to be able to grow vegetables and fruit and then sell them which is really, really cool. And
great.
I put this as the winner because this is so what needs to happen in terms of our shifting back to a simpler way of life.
I want
and eating local foods and all of that and what's grown locally. I mean, this is part of that evolutionary process. So, woohoo! And if you're interested in supporting this or not, the Seattle City Council's Regional Development and Sustainability Committee will hold a public hearing on the proposed urban agriculture legislation at 5:30 p.m. July 21st at the Council Chambers, City Hall on 4th Avenue.
Cool!
Yeah, so isn't that exciting?
Yeah, very exciting.
All right, so everybody get chickens. Woo. Speaking of getting chickens, I don't really want to get chickens, but I'm looking for somebody who's got chickens in my neighborhood that sells the eggs, because I really want the eggs. So, then there was a sign around the corner from me, but they took it down during the winter. If they don't put it up really soon, I'm going to go knock on their door. Say, hey, are you going to sell your chicken eggs? You guys don't care that I want fresh eggs.
I care.
Okay. All right. Well, speaking of caring, let's stay on track. We are going to take care of our advertisers and sponsors for this hour. And that is, of course, the most important part of the show, because without them, there's no us. So please pay attention. Support our advertisers and sponsors while Sandy and Scotty get Dr. Al on the line. And then we will head into Vet Sunday. So get ready. And hopefully we'll hear from you today, because I don't know when we're going to have an opportunity to talk to Dr. Al again. So he's up next. Stay with us. Animal World continues right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150. Oh. Yeah, well, okay, let's see. Did you know that even if you're feeding the highest quality all-natural food, even if you home cook for your animal friends, the ingredients in that food is exposed to heat, light, and oxygen, and that begins to destroy a lot of the important stuff? Well, that's why Designing Health created the Missing Link. Now, they start with human-grade, all-whole-natural raw food sources. They've perfected a way to protect it from heat, light, and oxygen. It comes to us in a powdered form in a resealable gold foil pouch. You keep it in the refrigerator once you've opened it, mix up your animal friend's food, put in a little Missing Link, a little cool water to mix it up, and voila, you've added what's missing, like the balanced omega-3 and 6 oils, the enzymes in the raw ingredients, the fiber. Missing Link tends to eliminate the excessive shedding problems in dogs, eliminates hairball problems in cats, and there is a Missing Link formula for dogs, one for cats, a vegetarian formula you can feed to both your dogs and cats and other house critters as well, like rabbits, guinea pigs, hamsters, and the like. There is a bird formula and a horse formula and a Missing Link Plus with glucosamine for connective tissue and joint support in a dog and horse formula. So ask for the Missing Link wherever you shop for premium pet supplies, or go directly to Designing Health. You can call them at 800-774-7387. That's 1-800-774-7387. Or visit them online at www.designinghealth.com.
Massage is good for everyone, including your pets. Learn animal massage close to home at the Northwest School of Animal Massage.
Teaching pet owners and horse owners since 2001, the Northwest School of Animal Massage offers flexible online and hands-on classes, including the Fundamentals of Animal Massage workshop in Redmond on July 25th. Short workshops in animal massage and other related topics are also available.
For more information, go to nwsam.com or call 877-836-3703. Locally, call 425-222-3703. That's 425-222-3703. Go online to nwsam.com for registration details.
Call into Mystic Radio with Robin Alexis Wednesdays at 12 noon Pacific and 3 p.m. Eastern Time for your free on-air readings. Robin uses her ability as a karma specialist, medical intuitive, and metaphysical healer to assist you in removing blockages so you can experience life more fully. She's a medium who can talk to your spirit guides and angels. And check out Robin's Soul Spa at robinalexis.com.
Dogs and cats can experience bad breath, gas, and intestinal discomfort even with a healthy diet. Optigest is a complete formula of four plant-based enzymes and is the food for the healthy bacteria, which supports the natural balance that can be upset by diet change, travel or separation, or the normal aging process. Optigest has no inactive ingredients or fillers. Optigest's natural formula supports intestinal balance and a healthy immune system to promote more comfortable, active, and vibrant dogs and cats. Go to inclover.com/optigest for more information.
Karma specialist and founder of Metaphysical Mothering, Robin Alexis, is nurturing, powerful, and phenomenally gifted. Her books and personal one-on-one phone sessions can change your life forever. And now she's channeled the Mary Magdalene Reiki Healing Energy Portal. Learn about this membership and how to get exclusive contact with her at her website, robinalexis.com. Robin invites you to register for her weekly newsletter and share your comments and experiences in her blog and forum with her and other community members at robinalexis.com. Robin uses her ability as a medical intuitive and a metaphysical healer to assist you in removing blockages so you can experience life more fully. She is a medium and she can talk to your spirit guides and angels, and she's adept at doing all this over the phone and through the website at robinalexis.com. You can call her for a private session at 360-457-2993, and you can email her at robin@robinalexis.com.
The latest must-have for dog owners is a custom-made Breeze Guard, a powder-coated welded wire mesh screen that quickly and easily fits into your car's windows. Breeze Guards keeps your dog in the car with the windows open, keeps strangers' hands out of the vehicle, and gives you peace of mind that your dog is safe and happy in your car, parked or moving. Go to muttmanagers.com for complete product details and information on ordering Breeze Guards. Your dog will love you for this. Check out muttmanagers.com.
Some people know a good thing when they hear it. Alternative Talk, 1150 AM.
Hey y'all, I'm Martha Norwalk, and happy 4th of July. We are on the downside of the first hour of our 4th of July edition of Animal World. We are live in the studio. Gary's here. Sandy's here. My cat run guy, Scotty's here, learning how to do the phones. So, because I thought, what a wonderful idea to take the pressure off of and the stress off of Gary and Sandy. And, of course, Sandy's done nothing but give me a hard time all day. And I'm looking for some backup from my buddy because I'm delighted to say he's back. It's Vet Sunday with our beloved Dr. Al Pluckner, author of Pets at Risk, From Allergies to Cancer, Remedies for an Unsuspected Epidemic, and the Human Compendium of Articles on the Same Subject. Good morning, Dr. Al, and welcome back to Animal World.
Well, thank you. Good morning to everybody, and happy 4th.
Yeah, you too.
I'd love to be back. Thanks for having me back.
Well, I appreciate, of course, you've got the weekend off because of the holiday. And really,
right. Really
appreciate you spending your 4th of July morning with us here.
Well, it's always my pleasure. And as I say, if I weren't working now, each Sunday, I've got so many patients, you can't even believe it. It's such a good time for the owners to come in because many times, you know, everybody's struggling in this economy.
Yeah.
Get ahead, and they just don't have time. And you know, they said to me, hey, is there any way you'd work on Sunday? And, you know, I'd rather be with you guys, but you know what? I've got to take care of my patients, too.
Well, and what happened, of course, you know, when you started doing Animal World when Pets at Risk came out, what, in 2002, I think. So, been a long time.
And I've got a new book now coming out.
Oh, you do? Well, we'll definitely talk about that. But you became a regular on Vet Sunday here, and pretty much you were our permanent vet on Vet Sunday for, what, at least 6 years, hasn't it been, Dr. Al?
Yeah, it's been about 6.5 years, actually.
Yeah, and then at some point towards the end of that time, you came out of retirement and went back into practice. You're down in Southern California.
Correct.
And apparently, and gee, no surprise to us, you've become phenomenally popular down there. So that's what you're saying. You have so many patients now, you really have to work on Sundays.
Well, yeah. And, you know, I enjoy it, too. And I'm so thankful to be back in practice. I love what I do. And, it was a good time for me because my son showed me how to use the computer. I wrote a bunch of articles, got a bunch of things together. I'm still consulting.
All right, now,
so I just miss my animals and my people. So yeah, I'm seeing all the people I used to see down here, but the hang up is they're all grown up and they're the grandkids.
because when you were in practice for all those years before you retired, it was down in Southern California.
And they come in and say, "You remember me?" And I said, "Well, yeah."
Yeah, because you were in practice. Did you start to say 45 years in that practice before you retired?
I know. I think total now with everything is about 45 years.
All right. And so a lot of the patients you're seeing now, you're saying, are grandkids of patients that you had 40 years ago. Wow.
Exactly. Well, amazing. You know, then I go home and I blow the dust off myself going, uh-oh. Getting up there, buddy.
Well, I'm going back to the fact you said your son taught you how to use a computer. Because I remember when you moved down there, you were not. Well, I need some back. I need some. I need some help. Some backup here, Tucker.
No, you just need a new computer.
Yeah, well, I do need. You know that because you've sent me some stuff. Well, there's some stuff that I can't look at because of my old computer system, and that's on my list. But you know, Sandy, she's after me. She wants me to start texting.
Right.
So
I don't do
with phones. So I'm hoping, because I said, because Sandy and Scotty, who's, you know, learning how to do what Sandy does today, the two of them are in there griping at me, saying that everybody texts. And
well,
I...
Yeah, but tell Sandy it's against the law to sex text. She can't be...
Well, yeah, but I said, I bet you Dr. Al doesn't text.
I do not.
Aha! Uh-huh. There we go. Now, Sandy's still in. Sandy left again. For criminy sakes. Now, see, Gary, this is not working. She's back, so I could talk with her. But I brought in Scotty's here, so she's just, like, bailing on us. So I don't know where she went this time. But it's twice in less than an hour she's gone. That girl is in trouble. You know why she left, Al, is because she didn't want to hear you say you didn't text, because she knows now that I was right. All right, when she comes back in, we'll let her know. So you don't text, and you don't plan on learning how to text, right?
No, I can write. I love writing now. It's, you know, the computer's great. And it's an informational thing. I've even learned how to Google it, if you can believe that. You know.
Yeah, I know how to do that, too. I know how to MapQuest, too. Have you figured out how to do that? So
no,
you can
get
driving directions where you're going? Do you drive?
Oh, yeah. I can do that.
Okay.
I can do that.
All right, well,
it's
see,
basic,
we have,
but it's great.
We have everything we need.
Absolutely. The rest of it, forget it.
Yeah. All right.
I took my thing off Facebook, so.
Well, you know, I tell you what we'll do. I always say phone calls take priority around here, and since it's been so long since you've been with us, we do need to spend some time about talking about pets at risk and the Pleckner syndrome, the endocrine immune imbalance that you've discovered and that is so miraculous in saving so many animals and humans' lives, and it looks like that'll probably be, you know, the top of the next hour that we'll get into that. But we've got one of our faithful listeners. At least we know that Allison Burian is listening to us on 4th of July. And she's got a question for you, Dr. Al. So we'll pick up Alice here since she bothered to pick up the phone and call us. Are you okay with that?
That sounds great. And maybe down the line we can talk about, I've got a pretty much a good conclusion, if you will, for this a BP oil spill. If you can believe that.
Oh, you have a solution for the BP oil spill?
Yeah, that we have. Yeah, it's out. You betcha. And they're looking at it and they're considering it. Uh-huh.
Well, you know, Kevin Costner does too. So I'll put the two of you together and maybe we would be successful. But apparently nobody's listening. So you have a solution.
Exactly.
That'll be interesting. All right, so that's a good teaser. Gary, do you have any idea? Are you listening? Dr. Al said he has a solution to the oil spill. That sounds pretty cool, huh? All right, well, we'll get to that. First up, though, we're going to Burian and Alice. Welcome back to Animal World. You're live with Dr. Al Pleckner.
Good morning, Martha and Dr. Al. I hope both of you are well. Martha, I don't text, and my phone bill for the cell phone is $10.95 a month.
Woohoo! That's three. We are actually, well, okay, we're tied now because Sandy, Scotty, and Gary all text. But now Martha, Dr. Al, and Alice do not. All right, all you non-texters, you better be calling in here today to support me on this.
I support you. Dr.
Except,
Al.
See, I know they won't let them on the air, Alice. They'll just, so, okay, anyway. Go ahead. You talk to Dr. Al.
Guess what? I have a new kitty in my life after 6 years.
Oh, congratulations.
I had to rescue her from someone who went into a nursing home. And she's about 5 or 6 years old. She is a pale orange tabby with blue eyes, and her name is Haley.
How pretty.
And she is unspayed, and she will be spayed the first week of September. She never goes outside, and she's never been pregnant or given, you know, had kittens or anything. And my question today is, she's full of worms, and we go to the veterinarian on Tuesday. Mm-hmm. And since we're still getting used to each other, I can't just open her mouth and give her pills, because that we don't have a relationship like that.
Okay.
So the vet will give her first dose, and apparently there's a second dose, and I'm wondering, how am I going to give her the second dose she needs if I can't open her mouth and give it to her?
Well, I think the simplest thing, obviously, is talk to your vet.
Yeah.
Let her know what the problem is and say, hey, can I come on back and have one of your staff do this for me? That's all.
Oh.
I mean, that's what I do in practice. If it's a problem for the owner, come on back, let me do it. There's no charge for doing that.
Really?
Period.
Oh, that's fair. Okay, so, yeah, so just ask if it's possible for you to, you know, pop by with her and one of the techs to just poke a pill.
And
you could say Dr. Aldis would do that for no charge.
Yeah, because it's going to be kind of dicey getting her in the cat carrier, but I hope I can do that.
What kind of a worm is it?
Well, in my experience, it looks like tapeworms, because she has fleas, and she's also going to be bathed there at the clinic, and he's the only vet that does that in the area that I know of, because I've called about a dozen.
Well, tapeworms, you see the segments come out on the stool. Have you seen the tapeworm segments, Alice?
Well, I don't want to be gross, but this is a medical program at this point in time that I've actually seen white worms hanging out of her rear end.
Okay, so...
Okay, well, you know, usually with tapeworms, though... Allison, one worming will do it.
That's what I was thinking. Tapeworm
is a worm. Yeah, you do two wormings, yeah. Yeah, roundworms leave the digestive tract, or, you know, go up through the lungs or coughed up and swallowed. So you've got to do them two or three times.
Uh-huh.
Tapeworm, usually one proper dose, that's the end of it, if you get rid of your fleas. And, you know, it's too bad she's still a little wild, because basically you can take head and shoulders with conditioner and bathe her, and that kills fleas. Bang, gone.
Yeah, that's one reason she's being bathed, is to get rid of fleas, and then I'm treating the environment with natural stuff. And she's not skinny, but she's slender, and she has a little pot belly, so I'm assuming that means she's full of worms.
Usually those worms, one of those worms will be probably maybe 8 to 10 inches long, and as they grow, the segments get with the peristaltic, the movement of the gut. They break off, and then you'll see a batch of them, then you won't see them for a while.
Yeah.
Usually they're not loaded, and they're not like a broadfish tapeworm like we have, 30 feet long. I mean, totally different. So it may be just the fact that maybe she needs more protein, enzymes, whatever.
Oh, she was being fed all her life. I won't mention the brand, but the first ingredient is corn, which I call pig food, and now she's switch to an ultra-premium, expensive, quality cat food now.
Well, she'll probably do much better, and, you know, so on and so forth. But, you know, like now you need to take care of the tapeworming.
Yeah, that's why we have you both on the line here. Let's take a few minutes to clarify basic worm information. We haven't done that for a long time, and there's undoubtedly some people that don't understand. Now, the most common form of worms for our dogs and cats to have, especially when they're young, is roundworms.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what you were talking about, Dr. Al. And sometimes when there's an abundance of roundworms in the system, sometimes they get up in the stomach, and every once in a while, you know, a cat or a young dog will throw up what looks like a pile of spaghetti. That would be roundworms, right, Dr. Al?
Correct. Uh-huh.
And that's what you were talking about, the life cycle of the roundworm, because they grow up in the intestinal tract, and they produce eggs that come out in the stool and then get into the ground. And then aren't the eggs are then eaten or swallowed?
Well, they can get that, but usually the eggs often will turn into larvae, and they migrate out of the intestine.
Well, that's right. That's what I'm trying. Yeah, okay. That's right. So,
the body cavity into the lungs can be coughed up. And either vomit it, you know, or they swallow it. So you only kill those, you don't kill the larval migrants, because you'd really hurt.
Yeah, that's right. Patients. It's been so long since I've been in veterinary medicine. But so that's right, though. So the roundworms, the adults are in the intestine, and then the larva kind of goes through the intestinal wall and migrates somehow through the body and ends up in the lungs.
Correct.
And how they know how to do that, I don't know, but I guess they just have... radar or something.
That's your life cycle.
Yeah, so they migrate through the body, they end up in the lungs, then the dog or the cat, they cough, and swallow the larva, and then they become adults in the intestinal tract. So that's why more than one worming is required for that type of worm, because when you give them the worm medication, it clears out all the adults in the intestinal tract. And then you usually have to wait a while for all the larvae to get out of the system and back in the intestinal tract, and you worm again to get those.
Well, and as the animal makes antibodies towards the worms, the migration program slows down. So realistically, you will see a situation where, say, a mama dog, a potential mother, may have the roundworms with enough antibody against the roundworms that there's no, quote, egg production. Mm. And so you go, gee, she's fine. And then when all the puppies are born, they all have roundworms.
Uh-huh.
So there are things going on here that, you know, we look to.
Okay, now tapeworms are very different. Tapeworms, right. The head of the tapeworm, embeds itself in the lining of the intestinal tract. And then the worm grows on the head or from the head, but the worm, it's a bunch of segments, isn't it?
Well, it's one long worm, and then the segments are on the end of it, and that's what breaks off.
And then, so
that's
the, what you see. And the segments are actually egg packets, aren't they?
Yeah, and they will turn into. They're actually it's a small worm that'll embed, you know, make it itself. Known, if you will.
Right, and then those segments come out on the stool, and they look like flat grains of rice. And when they're alive, they actually look like little inchworms because they move. And that's how you diagnose. That's how you know if your animal has tapeworms. And flea is the intermediate host. Those little segments dry up. The flea larvae eat the eggs. The dog or cat swallow the fleas, and then that's what keeps the tapeworm life cycle going.
But that's. Mm-hmm. Yeah, often you'll see a little dry, the dried segments will be about a third the size of a grain of rice.
Yeah,
you see. Around the area of the rectum, yeah.
Yep, but that's why you're saying to worm for tapeworms, Alice,
yes.
Only one dose is required.
Wow.
Because that kills the adults in the intestinal tract, and there isn't any migration through the body. So tapeworms only need one worming. Roundworms would need two or three wormings. And the other thing I would say to you before we run out of time here is that if you can develop a relationship with this kitty so that you can handle her, then the way I pill cats, I either roll the pill in butter so it sticks to my finger and then I can poke the pills stuck to my finger down the throat. Or, as I think I mentioned it last week on the air, I'm a real fan of these pill pockets made by the Greenies, you know, the people that make the Greenies. And they're soft, moist, little things that you can wrap a pill in, and you can, it's easy to poke because they don't taste bad, but most cats and dogs will just eat them. And so you can wrap the pill in a pill pocket, and then the cat will gobble it down.
Well, before this kitty, I had perfect kitties that let me do anything, so I was pretty good at pilling them. But I have a quick last question that I could take off air or something.
Yeah, no,
but
go ahead.
The veterinarian office said that measuring titers for, you know, vaccinations and stuff.
Yeah.
She said it was so expensive, it cost hundreds and hundreds of dollars. And
what?
Well, that's what she said. And so it kind of scared me because I don't have hundreds and hundreds of dollars. And, of course, I don't want to over-vaccinate her because her previous owner used to be a nurse and used to give her own vaccines at home.
So Dr. Al,
record.
Talked about running titers on the air. Is that an expensive thing to do?
Well, normally... Yeah, normally what it is I think a titer, depending on the laboratory, so on and so forth, is about $80. So it's not an inexpensive situation.
That's not that bad.
And the feeling is that cats right now, once they've been vaccinated as kittens, probably every 3 years is adequate. However, you don't really know if, in fact, the kitten or cat has produced protective antibodies. And so for somebody to say, well, we'll do it every 3 years, don't worry about it. Well, yeah, there's a concern. If that patient has not created protective antibodies because they have a little bit of a hormone antibody imbalance, then it opens your cat up for everything. So it's been almost less expensive to go ahead with vaccines. And I cut the amounts down. I don't do a full vaccine. I never have. But yeah, the titer.
Right, because you believe that the volume of the vaccine should be correlated with the size of the animal.
Exactly.
Yeah, so some, Alice, some vets say that about running titers because they just don't really know. But it isn't, like I said, Al says he, it's about $80 down there.
What about a cat that has never gone outside, will never go outside, doesn't come in contact with any other animals? Does she still need to be vaccinated?
Yeah, I, over the years, yes, because what I found is there's a thing called RT that's in the rhinotracheitis. It's a herpes-like virus that's included in the vaccine, and I have seen cats that are, live on the third, fourth floor, never get out, so on and so forth. When a